Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air again this week to overview what's going on with our food system and with farms in our country and the connection that we have to the families that are using the produce that we are growing and the dairy products that we are producing. We're every week here trying to enable many of you to do bigger and better things. The most recent of our American Family Farmer podcasts, a focus that we did last week on the Green City Growers, this urban farming company. A lot of people commented on that and the information that they thought was very useful. Whether you can use it yourself specifically, I'm not saying when I enter into these conversations, these folks, that everybody can use the information on every farm, but I find that the ideas are stimulating, and maybe one exact idea can't fit into your farm, but maybe there's a seedling, if you will, of an idea. This is National Farm City Week. Traditionally, it happens the week of and after Thanksgiving, and it's supposed to honor or cover the period from the first English settlers in colonial America through today, and of course, agriculture being the main source of the livelihood for 90-some-odd percent of the population. That was true through to the Industrial Revolution. Well, it was actually true until the Civil War, and then the farmers went to war, and the people working on the farms went to war, so we didn't have a very productive time agriculturally in our country. After the war, things sort of settled down a little bit until we got to the Industrial Revolution, and then things changed dramatically and have been changing ever since. But this is the National Farm City Week, sort of started back in the early 19th, well, it wasn't officially called that in the early 19th century. Actually, Texas began to transform from a rural and agricultural state to an urban and industrialized one in the 20s, late 20s, early 30s, around the time, you know, it slowed down because obviously the Depression and then the war, but things are changing certainly in the 50s and since World War II. The great American Revolution has changed, the second revolution, I guess I would call it. The 21st century has brought a lot of focus on conservation and restoration of nature and that sort of thing, which now seems to be the byword for lots of people who are involved in farm and city activities. I'm not sure all of it is productive or all of it is even necessary, but it is interesting to note, and I think that what I've highlighted here with regard to what farmers were paid to produce the food that you ate last week during Thanksgiving kind of says it all. We do have a relationship, but it's not a respectful one. It's one born on ignorance. It's just amazing how little people know in urban America about rural America. It's disturbing, however. All right, moving ahead with some other news here on the American Family Farmer. This is grist for conversation, the climate change focus, which, again, sort of is connected in a way to what we're talking about with the farm-city connections. A lot of people think that all of the things coming from the federal government now are threatening our harvests and our business model. And I can get into that to a certain extent. Now, all of the talk about the global warming and climate change and what the, you know, it's like this was something new for the American farmer, huh? No, of course it's not. The temperatures have been up and down. The amount of water coming from the sky has been up and down. The amount of stuff flowing into our rivers has been up and down. The value of our fruits and vegetables has been up and down. We have lost a lot of money because of natural disasters in the past few years. It is, well, according to the federal government anyway, it's possible that $21 billion in agricultural losses have taken place. Now, how is that different? They haven't been keeping these records since, actually, the record really got started in 2007. Government Accountability Office has been looking into what climate change is doing privately and publicly, to the risks of, growing food, what it does to agriculture. And they've actually said that the weather hasn't done much at all. I think the quote is, it has done little. The weather has done little in terms of affecting change. It's been constant that it does change, and it's been a problem for food growers and, I suppose, for food security, the food supply. I'm not sure that there's an appreciation of how significant the changes may be, according to the fellow who is doing a risk assessment advisory for insurance companies, crop insurance, those sorts of people. But to get all worked up about flooding and hazardous smoke and those sorts of things, you know, there are some things about the reality that we work in as farmers that are different, no question about it. But some of them are being overcooked, and that's the feeling of a lot of people in various surveys. Look, we've had a lot of problems. And is it good to have insurance? Sure. Is the problem intensifying? I guess it depends on how you define intensifying. I know one thing that is intensifying, and we've had this conversation on this program, problem of suicides within farm families. Numbers are going up dramatically, but more because there's a lot of government interference in what we're doing, and there also is a lot of interference from big corporations, and that doesn't seem to be part of what's being studied. Christian Science Monitor had an interesting story recently about the high-risk areas for farmers and for farming, and what happens when farmers retire from farming, what the most of them don't because they can't afford to, and there's an overview of what the tax consequences are, the weather consequences, the impact of these big businesses, the whole thing. The study is very interesting, but by no means does it lay all of the blame for problems that farmers are having on the weather or things that we really have no control over. Even though the government and some of the people that worship at the altar of climate change will tell you that it's a lot different. If you look back, it really isn't. It's how we adjust to it. It's how we, I mean, you can see plenty of stories in the 1870s, the 1880s, 1890s, and certainly the worst one was in the 1920s, the dust bowls that have gone across our country. It's just, you know, it is what it is. All right. I want to talk about the farm bill in a moment. First, though, let's think about where you can go to have a good time. Las Vegas is a place that a lot of people go. Actually, the folks at 541 Travel have other places other than Vegas, and you can ask them about that, where they'll offer you 3 days and two nights without having to pay for it. What's the deal? The deal is you just have to call 800-419-3684. Do it right now while you're thinking about it, and you'll be able to go to Vegas for 3 days and two nights. You may even win tickets to a Las Vegas show, which can't go if you don't call, and you can call right now. Dial up and win. 800-419-3684. So take advantage of this offer, 800-419-3684. You'll talk to the people at 541 Travel and have a great time on them, on me, on us. 3 days, two nights, free in Vegas. 800-419-3684. Call them right now. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back on the American Family Farmer with some of the news of the week, the Dairy Together campaign. States like Michigan and Wisconsin, there are programs that have been proposed to manage the growth of large-scale dairies. And the 2023, or just going to be the 2024 Farm Bill, may be a chance to save small dairy, and I am all for that. I'm so tired of seeing these huge factory farms. They're not dairy farms. They're factories. The cows are just objects. If they're having two or three lactations, they're lucky. They get brought in, they get milked as commodities, and they get killed, and they become hamburger. It's not the way I run my farm, and it would be nice if we could go back to a little bit. I suppose you say you can never go back, but there is... across the Midwest especially, a lot of independent farmers, because we overproduce dairy when times are good, everybody buys more cows, they milk more cows, like up and down and up and down. And that puts small dairy farms in peril, because they borrow money, buy cows, and then a lot of the milk gets wasted. It's pretty unfair, actually. There are a lot of uses for dairy, not only in Arkansas, we could be able to sell our products overseas. I find this difficult. So the upcoming Farm Bill is a focus, perhaps an opportunity to save small dairy, make the food system more secure. Some folks in Michigan and Wisconsin, along the Farmers Union there, have come up with a solution, a campaign. They're proposing a federal program to manage the unchecked growth of large-scale dairies and to preserve local agriculture. It's called the Dairy Together Initiative. Proposes a mandatory program for managed growth, not just one day you've got 200 cows and the next day you've got 2,000 cows. Let's come up with an allowable rate and what the right market systems and get rid of these damn corporate mega farms. I'm off of them. I'm done with them. 2,000 farms with 2,000 or more head of dairy cattle. It's not healthy. It's not good. So let's hope these folks are successful getting that into the Farm Bill. Doug Steffen here. Up in a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Robbie Kluver from the Kluver Family Farms. That's right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back into our discussion here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Robbie Kluber, who comes from the Kluber Family Farm. They sell hybrids. And so what we need to do, I guess, to get started is understand seed commodities, seed companies, and hybrids, and what they're all about. And so let's start with you, Mr. Kluber. I'm guessing this is because it's called the Kluber, I've been very clever here. I've discovered that the Kluber family farm must be about a number of generations of farms or farmers who have been on your farm. Is that right?
That is true, and thank you for having me here, Doug. I'm third generation. My grandfather was the one who started the family farm. My dad took it over then, and then... I'm Robert Kluber III, and funny enough, I kept the name going, and my son is Robert IV, so maybe we keep the family even longer.
It kind of reminds me of an old Herman's Hermit song, I'm Henry VIII, I am, I'm Robert IV, I am,
yep.
I am. Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it's probably healthier for us to have families keep the farm's going. That's what I am in part aiming to do here with this program, to give folks who have smaller family farms hope, ideas, and insight into things that they can use on the farm. So let's talk about what it is that, what was the farm doing historically, and what is it matured to be at this moment of 2023?
Well, so historically, when my grandpa first purchased it, you know, it was kind of a little bit of everything. You know, they had one dairy cow, you know, a few chickens, things like that. And they did the row cropping, corn and soybeans, you know, maybe a little wheat or some other odds and ends for crops. As we've kind of progressed and moved on, we've always had hogs, and finishing hogs is one of our the larger portions of our farm, in addition to row cropping. And row cropping would be our corn and soybeans, which we rotate, and also if for a little over a decade, I used to work in the seed industry and switched industries. And a short while later, I started utilizing we make our own hybrid seed corn. We use our own, and also I sell to other smaller family farms on the side. So that's kind of my little niche. But it helps to keep, especially with the high cost of everything in farming and seed costs, it really helps to be able to utilize a more affordable seed source. And the yields are pretty comparable to anything you would buy from the largest seed companies.
So I want to get into the nomenclature here, some of the jargon. I'm just thinking about, as you're explaining what you do, the corn that I grow is open pollinated. I have been using the same corn from the same source, little guy in Illinois. There are a couple of guys in Pennsylvania and Ohio that do it too. So we'll talk about nomenclature as to how it affects what people understand to be good corn hybridization, if you will. Robbie Kluver is here. A number of things to talk about with regard to his family farm and how he handles his animals and how he grows things and how things perhaps that he has you can grow. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican legislators are pursuing significant reductions in spending and modifications to border policies in the upcoming supplemental and appropriations bill. Senator Rick Scott of Florida emphasized the necessity for Congress to restore fiscal sanity to the federal budget. Additionally, Republicans are pushing for more stringent border security measures to be incorporated into President Biden's $106 billion national security supplemental package. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. James Comer, chairman of the Oversight Committee.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from.
In an interview with NBC News, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban says he's definitely not running for president. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffens with a gentleman named Robbie Kluver here from the Kluver Family Farms in Minnesota. For some reason I was thinking it was Illinois, and I don't know why I was thinking. What in Minnesota, what weather? We were talking earlier in the program about weather problems and how the government's trying to convince farmers that the weather is their enemy, and like that's something new. The government, these flat-footed characters that work. There are a lot of helpful people who are doing a lot of helpful research and work, but I'm not optimistic that some 22-year-old who comes out of an ag school is going to know what is necessary to know when it comes to understanding the things that we are facing in our farming world today. I saw that you grew up and went to the University of Minnesota, plant genetics, agronomy. You got a master's, and then you worked at Monsanto in the corn research group. I'm not a big fan of Monsanto, but there are a lot of different divisions, and just because I'm not a fan, that doesn't mean there aren't things going on there. Did you learn a lot? Did you contribute What was there about the experience at Monsanto that you'd like to talk about, if anything, Robbie?
Well, you know, I both learned and contributed a lot. When I got out of grad school, it was one of the, you know, big seed companies, very exciting to go work for. It was actually, you know, it was a small research site in Stanton, Minnesota, and it was actually a really wonderful place to work. I know a lot of the concern everybody has with is regarding intellectual property rights that's a lot of the back and forth kind of why
you
folks
left.
Don't necessarily think highly of it. But the reason I left is there was a lot of things were changing, and they were there was a lot of work that was going over, or you know, outside of the country.
Because
I think it was cheaper. They were really cutting back, and it was kind of just a way to avoid being part of any of those that were let go.
You leave while the getting is good, in a manner of speaking.
Yep. So I was very far away from the politics and things that.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, just because you work at Monsanto doesn't mean you have to buy into all the stuff that they do, and I don't. You know, that doesn't need to be, nor do I really want it to be a part of our conversation. But I do figure you learned something about hybridization while you were there doing research, and the fact that you started your own line of competitive hybrids. One of the things that came to mind when I saw that first was, what's Monsanto doing to try to put you out of business? Because they either will buy up people that are coming up with new ideas, or they try to run you out of town. So have they done either of those two things to you?
They have not. That's good. And actually, the company is Bayer now. I believe Bayer bought
them. Yes, it is. Bayer does own them. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Nope. Everything that I use for genetics is, and it's actually kind of interesting. It's I use a lot of off-patent genetics and things.
What
where
does
there,
that mean?
There are so the Plant Variety Protection Act was originally set forward so that new inbred lines that companies or, you know, crops, varieties that companies develop, they can patent that, and the patent lasts for 20 years. And so they can utilize that for that amount of time. Once that amount of time is up, then as long as there's no patents on any of the hybrid combinations that you intend to use, it's fair game. So, you know, anybody can utilize those genetics. And what the seed industry would tell you is that over the last, you know, 20 years, we've had so much genetic gain that it would make that material nearly obsolete, which actually, interestingly, it's not the case that I've seen. I've taken some of this, even tried some really, really old genetics from the 90s. You know, you get yields back then. They were yield trial data was like 150 bushels to the acre, and that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Run those exact same identical genetics, remake those hybrids nowadays, and I planted those, and there's a number of them. You get 220 to 230. Now the genetics didn't change, so. So what changed? Well, there's a lot of agronomics that have changed, especially with precision ag, just new technology and equipment has really been, I think, the biggest driver that have increased our yields.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at your website, which people can go to, Kluver, K-L-U-V-E-R, farms.com, to see the business about the hybrids that you're doing and how you work. I mentioned a few minutes ago, because I kind of wanted to enter this into the conversation, I'm not much of a believer in the hybrids that come from the big seed companies. And so now you give me an opportunity, and others like me. I grow maybe 70, 80 acres. I'll probably grow a little bit more next year of corn for my cows. I have 80 cows, and I feed them. I don't do silage as much as feed them through the season to augment the pasture. And so I plant open pollinated corn for there are three or four different sources of it. That means there's no hybridization. It's the original stuff over and over and over again. And I'm looking not necessarily for the same thing that you maybe or others in growing the corn. There's, you know, different uses of it. I use it for silage, so I'm not so particular about how many ears are on the stalk, but I'm more concerned about having a tall stalk. And for some reason or other, the corn that I grew this year was the tallest it's ever been. I think it's a combination of the weather and maybe whatever else is going on in the fields of Illinois where this stuff comes from. Have you noted that? Is it likely? Or is it very predictable? Does the weather not become a factor in how well the corn will do?
I guess with corn, probably the biggest factor is how much moisture do you have. Are you going to get enough rain? And, you know, there were certain areas in the Midwest this year that got plenty of rain. And I know I have some silage varieties, and a couple guys were like, wow, this stuff is like the tallest I've ever seen. And I was like, well, yeah, I've got plenty of rain.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest factor I can think of is moisture.
What's the difference? Let's talk about this. I need to pause for a moment here. I do want to have people understand. As I'm listening to you, I think I may want to try a couple of bushels of your corn and just see how it grows versus the stuff I've been using forever and a day. Open pollinated corn. Hold on a second. We're talking to Robbie Kluger from Kluger Family Farms. As you can tell, I'm kind of a geek when it comes to this stuff. I don't like to get into the weeds too much because I'm not sure that it necessarily makes a difference, but a lot of people pay attention to the hybrids and the sources of the hybrids and what they represent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't, but I am intrigued by someone who has a family farm who's doing on his own competitive corn hybrids. That I would like to support, and perhaps many of you who feel as I do about the family farms and the big agribusinesses that are trying to put all the smaller guys out of business, this may be a good chance for those of you who are in the silage business or in the grain business to see what Robbie has. We'll continue in a matter of moments. First, I want you to think about what you had to eat for Thanksgiving. Now we go into the season of parties and Christmas and feeling good, or maybe you eat a lot and then you don't feel so good. So you're thinking, well, what do I do about not putting on the weight as much as I did last year? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calotren. The Calitrin movement here to get you healthy and to keep you healthy. This is an all natural product, folks. There are no chemicals. There's no jazz in it. You don't have any after effects of what you get from taking some of the things that have all kinds of caffeine in them. Nope, this is a natural product that's aimed at helping you restore your body. That's why it works so well. It doesn't work overnight. It's something that you take four capsules. You can use capsules, powder, or liquid every night, and it goes to work on your body while you're sleeping. It is fabulous. It's 86% success rate. I will tell you something. I have been recommending it for 7 years. I'm not the kind of guy that needs to lose a lot of weight. I need to be careful of what I eat more and more as I get older. And because I have a penchant for ice cream and cookies, there's my downfall. So if I have ice cream before I go to bed, I get rid of the guilt by having some Calitrin. That's Calitrin. Check it all out for the season, for the year, for your health at toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on a all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calgen on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Back with Robbie Kluver. Got a couple of minutes left. Just, I don't want to spend too much time on open pollination, but what is your feeling about the hybrids that you use versus the open pollinated corn that basically is a traditional non-hybrid corn?
I'll make this one kind of quick to explain. So open pollinated, historically, that was a lot of the corn that was used because you don't have the like what you do with a hybrid where you have two distinctly different genetic backgrounds crossed to make a hybrid. You have that vigor. You don't have as much vigor out of a population, but they're just open pollinated corn. And so, you know, your yields that you're going to be getting probably half or less than half of what you would with a hybrid. All the hybrids I do are single cross hybrids. I don't work with any open pollinated or, you know, just open pollinated populations. So I have to detassel the females and let the males pollinate the females to make the hybrid seed.
Sure.
And I've had a lot of people ask me because there's no intellectual property rights on any of my material that I sell. They ask if they can replant it, and I, you know, sure. I mean, there's nothing.
It's not Monsanto.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, the thing that to think about too is when you reuse that hybrid seed, you're probably going to get maybe about 3/4 of the yield that you got the previous year, and you know it'll. If you keep saving seed and using it, it's going to segregate out to look like the inbred parents. And yep. So your yields will get lower every year. That's the reason why you remake hybrid seed. Then 100% of the plants in there are identical. And uniformity is key when it comes to high yielding.
Well, I'm going to try some of your seeds myself, I think, and see how it does next to the open pollinated stuff just for the heck of it. And maybe I become a customer. I'm certainly a believer in what you've done. And I appreciate the fact that you have been creative because we need more creative thinkers and younger creative thinkers as well. So check out Robbie Kluver, KluverFarms.com for some interesting competitive corn hybrids. Good to have you here, Robbie. Thanks very much for being on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you, Doug.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I always want to remind people of what you can gain by going to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where we have, as I was pointing out earlier in the program, this most recent one is a focus on growing in the city. Some ideas for farmers. Maybe you're in suburban America and you can take what you know and find buildings in the city to grow on. I think it's a great outshoot of the business that this gentleman explained to us at Green City Growers. So that you can hear more about by going to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We also have the American Family Farmer outshoot called FoodFarmAndFamily.com, which is a website. It's a daily visitation, if you will, for us on the Daily Good Day program that I do around the country in many of these same stations. And each day we have recalls, and we have recipes, and we have ideas for cooking with wine or whatever it is, and all kinds of things that are there at your service. So take advantage of that, foodfarmfamily.com. All right, so in my my overview of what we've just been talking about here, my thoughts on what Mr. Kluver was doing, Mr. Clever Kluver, I would call him. Sounds like an old Johnny Carson bit, right? Mr. Kluver is clever, and the ideas that he explained are inspirational. I said to him when he got done, I'm going to order some of his seeds myself to try them because they aren't over the top, and he's not like Monsanto. I think all he has to do, his promotion should be, I'm not Monsanto. That's it, because people are fed up with Monsanto telling them how to live, what to use, how to grow, and the fact that this is off-patent is kind of interesting as well. By the way, you may know this name, Kluver, because Joe Biden recently visited the farm that Robbie grew up on and used them as an example of federal rural investment. It was an interesting, this, I think his mother and father were there, and his brother operates it as well, a typical corn, soybean, hog operation. There are a lot of things Joe Biden pointed out about how we've lost 400,000 farms, about 100,000 every 10 years, 141 million acres of farmland are going, well, in part, Mr. Biden, that's your fault. Whether you realize it or you don't realize it, you can talk. I don't think he was talking out of both sides of his mouth because I just don't think he knows. But just so you know what's going on, the reason that we have lost farms is because companies like Monsanto and that ilk, plus the big ag concerns like ADM and Cargill and, you know, any of these other four or five companies, plus the big grocery stores, they all act in collusion. So the bigger the better, because they don't have to go shopping around. And you only find in certain places, like there are model, Whole Foods does it to a point, Trader Joe's does it to a point, but the best way to get a hold of the best food is to go to the best farms, and the best farms are not humongous big farms with nameless cows and millions of acres of stuff that's grown and will be packaged and shipped and who knows whether there's salmonella in it or not. No, the best place to go is to the farms in your area. And so in supporting that, some of the leakage, if you will, stopped because of COVID. People discovered when there was no food in the grocery store, well, where are we going to go? Duh, the local farms. So there's been an upsurge in people farming at least produce, but not with dairy. The dairy thing still is a big, big problem. And so we need to address that better than we are. And I'm not sure Joe Biden is the guy to do it. But, you know, I don't know who is, frankly. What I liked about, to go back to Mr. Kluver for a minute, was his talking about saving seeds and being able to replant them, which is certainly in the face of Monsanto. But there are many articles that are out now on how you can save seeds intentionally. The Seed Producers course has been offered by universities like Cornell that are trying to teach people how to get around. You know, seed saving is an important thing to do. It's a skill. And you should be able to do it and basically tell Monsanto to go, you know what, in their hat. So it's something to look for. You can go online and find ways of collaborating with these schools to find out how to save seeds. Smart thing to do. All right, that's it. That's my perspective on another issue. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.